Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
All right, see what we got here, boys.
Okay.
Sprague in the line, brought to you by Taysom Hill. Unlike Sprague, my picks are on national TV. They are. He made four of them last night.
The pick six by the D lineman, because you're right.
I missed that. I turned the game off.
Well, oh, you did?
Well, it was 20-10, and they had a drive where I think they couldn't get a fourth down or something or punt it. I was like, dude, this game's over.
See,
I turned it off.
You're right, but I was still, from a betting angle, I had the Cowboys minus 6.5.
Sure. I didn't gamble on the game last night.
So yeah. I was watching this closely thinking, do not only win by a field goal. When that happened, because the camera actually missed it.
Oh, really?
The dude caught it out of the air. Hill threw it out, and the D lineman just jumped out of nowhere and took it in. And then there was a flag, and I thought, oh, my God, if that's not on the Saints. And it was.
There was a couple. They had that called the blindside block call. Was one
that
of the worst.
That was a hideous call.
I have
that
ever was seen. Yeah. And it derailed. That was a close game at the time. It derailed one of their drives. And then the one where Taysom Hill, they called it a fumble on the field. I thought that was it was still in his hand. When they knocked,
oh,
I know his
hand was
going forward.
They overruled that. It was an incomplete pass.
I know. I thought it was a fumble.
I thought it was a fumble,
because it was
too.
Still in his hand when they knocked it loose.
His hand came forward after the ball was out. I thought that was a fumble.
That was a little close. They just kind of piped down and were like, by the way, review. They didn't go into a full-on review. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Spring and Line brought to you by Neil Olshay's statement. It's not the roster. Not the roster.
That's proprietary, Sean.
Spring Line brought to you by Dong in a Box. Thanks to another terrible year of gambling, it's once again all that Sprague can afford to get his wife at Christmas.
She didn't even want that gift. It wasn't big enough.
Man, this banana.
It's a sad thing to talk about, but think about the size of the box you'd have to get to make it look like a good gift. And I think people would be surprised how many ring-like boxes we'd have wrapped.
Spring and Lion brought to you by the one-month anniversary. That's when Swag became a Bette Welcher and everyone questioned his character.
Dude, I hate to say this, Swaggart. I've had a lot of people disappointed in
people
the fact that
happy.
You welched that bet.
People are not happy.
Not happy.
Spring and Lion brought to you by RoboDuck, an Oregon wearing orange socks in an actual game. Go Utes. Yeah, those two things happen. They did. Spring and Lion brought to you by Brian Kelly's authentic Southern accent. Still more accurate than the Sprague pick.
My family!
My family! All right, let's get to some gambling. Here's how we did last week, boys.
The dude does an interview. And
dude, that's hilarious. I hope he goes all in on that.
The Louisiana, I've noticed the Louisiana weather's great down here.
I'd actually like Brian Kelly more if he did. If he just leaned in and became Colonel Sanders 100% of the time, he would earn some points in my book for that.
There's a politician, they say, that did this. 15, 20 years ago, he had no accent, and now he's got this thick molasses accent.
Where did that come from?
And they actually said he faked it so much that now it's actually how he talks.
It's his voice now.
Yes, yeah, he can't get out of it.
All right, last week, KT and I won the week at 2-1. Sprague, you and Swag, you guys were 1-2.
Yeah.
I hit on the 49ers and the Pats, lost on the Chargers. Sprague, you won on Notre Dame, then you lost on Buffalo, New Orleans over, and you lost on Oregon State. Swaggy lost on Ohio State and Dallas. You did hit on the Ravens against the Browns. And then KT hit on Tampa and the Packers and lost on Boise State. So we'll tweet all these out. KT's at 20-16. Sprague, you and I are at 19-16-1. And then Swag is at 14-21. and one.
That's just brutal.
We got all of our picks down. Here we go. Floor is yours. Where are you going, Sprague?
I'm
going
to fade KT, my very first pick. I'm barking hard. You have disappointed me this year. You have done nothing but pick favorites. You've lost your dog, Johnson.
I know. I'm no longer Doug Johnson.
I know, and I think we need to be barking a little more. I love getting points. I'm going to take this. This is a... think Scott Frost UCF moment for me. I am fading KT, not to just say I faded KT. I'm playing the Billy Napier last game of the season, last game of his career at Louisiana. The Raging Cajuns are a top 25 team. And you may say, well, Sprague, if they are, why are they not the favorite? I don't know. I think maybe Vegas is thinking they're not going to play for Napier. I think they will. It's a home team getting points. They beat App State 41-13, and they had four turnovers in that game. I don't think they'll do that again. I'm going to take the put the coach on our shoulders game here. Louisiana plus the three.
Okay.
I will start with the SEC championship game. There's nothing that's indicating Bama's going to be that close to Georgia. It's just not. I think Georgia's had a lot of time to get prepared for this game. Kirby Smart knows exactly what they're going up against. If I'm laying less than a touchdown, I think that's a good line right there.
Yeah, what's it? 6.5 right now. 6.5. Okay. My first one, all NFL, all the time. I'm laying the wood this week. So not only am I not taking dogs, I'm taking some big favorites. I think the Rams are due for a good showing. They've been playing like crap now for the better part of a month. They've been banged up. I know OBJ's hurt. I don't really care about that. He's overrated anyways. They're back at home. They're taking on Jacksonville this week. The national line is higher than what you can get here locally. Locally, you can get it at 12.5. I'm all over that. I feel like they're
due. Today, I'm laying the big wood.
I feel like they're due to take out a can of whoop-ass on somebody, and Jacksonville is the prime candidate. Give me the Rams minus 12.5 against the Jags.
I like that. Good bounce-back spot, and the Rams desperately need to win a game. The Niners win, and the Rams were to somehow choke against the Jags, suddenly they'd be looking up at San Francisco. Yeah. I'm going to go to the NFL. And I'm going to take a dog. Now, I'm going to buy a half point here. Those are the stipulations. We can buy a half point. I'm only buying this half point because I do not want another push.
We need more dogs.
We need more dogs, and we're going to bark. And we're barking in Cincinnati, baby. I'm buying a half point, and I'm taking this line from Chargers plus 3 to Chargers plus 3.5. I love this bounce back spot for Herbert and the Chargers. And I also don't think Cincinnati is going to be a 31-point win again. I'm going to take the Chargers in Cincinnati plus the 3.5.
Yep.
Not so fast, my friend. The Bengals are more than just Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Mixon's been running it excellently. I think that pass rush is going to have a chance to get after and make life miserable for Mr. Herbert. Plus the fact that who knows what to expect from the weather in Cincinnati in December. No, I think the Bengals are a balanced team. I think they realize that they are playing for a lot more than just respectability this season. They got a chance to finish in the upper echelon of the AFC, and I think they understand what they are now. So I'll just lay the 3.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a push, but yeah. I think field goal is a good number.
Charger defense is the worst rush defense
awful.
In the NFL, and the Bengals defense, have a great running off.
Yeah, their run defense is awful. That was on its way last week. Laying the big wood for me, pick number 2 here on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs fresh off of a bye. They are at home against Denver. I am now a believer that Kansas City has found their swagger. That win over Dallas was about as dominating as you could get a couple of weeks back. They smothered them defensively, and that's the scary part, is that defense was atrocious at the start of the year. They're playing great right now, the offense to go along with it. I don't think Denver is very good. I think they just got the Chargers in a right spot. You're going on the road in a primetime game. You kidding me? Trying to beat Kansas City, it ain't happening. They win this game by at least 10. Give me the Chiefs minus 9.5 against Denver.
Final pick. I'm going to college football. I'm going to make a grave mistake picking a Pac-12 game, but it's not the Oregon-Utah game. I'm actually in love with the USC plus 4 line here.
I'm all gravy, baby.
I'm all gravy, baby. I think Swigard hit on it. It's an audition for Lincoln Riley. Look, say what you want. USC is still playing. They're still playing.
For what? So is Cal.
For Lincoln. This is for Lincoln. It's for the memory of Clay.
Could be the last game with Justin Wilcox. Maybe he told his players he's leaving.
No. They don't care.
they don't care, guys. Gotcha.
I think USC shows up. I wouldn't be shocked if they outright win. I'll take USC plus the 4.
Yep.
I go to the NFL. Monday Night Football. Bills are only laying a field goal. I think that defense is going to get geared up for Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac and cheese.
MJ10.
MJ10.
I think they're pretty sick and tired about hearing about all of this. I also think that the rushing quarterback situation for Buffalo throws a wrinkle to that Patriots defense that will be difficult for them. And I think the Bills and McDermott will be able to take advantage of that, using him out, running around a little bit more than some of the other opponents that the Patriots have been able to take advantage of.
Okay. Quick question for you.
Sure.
I just saw it. Vegas consensus is USC plus 4.5. I don't know what the local line is. I'm trying to look it up.
I'll give you the 4.5.
Okay.
Right. I am invested in you winning, so I will gladly give you that extra half.
Seeing on the Vegas consensus, it's 4.5.
All right, last one for me. Thankfully, I locked this in because I don't know I don't know what's going on in Vegas. It's kind of weird. I locked it in because it sounds like Daniel Jones might not be playing. And before
he's
that,
out.
He's officially out.
I just saw that he's out.
So, okay. The Dolphins were favored by 4.5 about a half hour ago, and I hope you jumped on that because I am all over that pick. I'm taking Miami. I think they're playing good football too. It's got it going a bit. The Giants suck with Daniel Jones, are going to suck even more without him. I'm taking the Dolphins minus 4.5. All right, here we go. Kevin Todd's on the Bills over the Pats. Michigan minus 10.5 against Iowa. App State 2.5, minus 2.5 against Louisiana. Swag is on Georgia, minus 6.5 in the SEC title game. Cincy minus 3 against the Chargers, and the Bills minus 3 against the Pats. Sprager is on Louisiana plus 2.5 against App State. The Chargers.
Well, I have it at 3.
Okay, plus 3. Sorry. My apologies.
No, it's okay. KT puts his bets in earlier than us.
I'm going to lock that in. Plus 3. Chargers, 3.5. Plus 3.5 against Cincy by 0.5 point. And USC, plus 4.5 at Cal. And then I'm on the Rams, minus 12.5 against the Jags. Chiefs, minus 9.5 against Denver. And the Dolphins, minus 4.5 against the Giants. We'll tweet all those out at Dirt and Sprague at 1080 The Fan. And you can keep track. We'll see if we find some winners this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.